Chapter 24. Interview with Sophia Wheeler, contestant number 8, 48-year-old housewife from Tennessee.
Honestly, I don't know how I've made it this far. My knees are killing me. I don't really like the space flights. And I miss my kids. My husband? Not so much. He's the main reason I'm sticking it out. He told me I'd never be able to do it. Well, you know that's the best possible motivation, of course. I just keep picturing myself setting foot on Mars, looking up at the camera and saying, "Well, Bob, what are you telling your golf buddies now?" Then, of course, when I get home, we'll see how the dynamic changes. I might have him stay in the guest house. Oh, by the way, that's what I would spend all the money on. A big estate with a guest house. Bob can have the guest house. Like a permanent doghouse. Are you watching, Bob?
Day 10. I'm beginning to do push-ups in my sleep. And, of course, during virtually all of my waking hours. I've done more push-ups than Dad has in his lifetime, I'm sure. I look down at my body, and even in my perpetually exhausted state, I have to smile. I'm becoming toned, stronger than I've ever been. The scale shows no weight loss, but clearly I'm losing fat and gaining muscle. It's grueling, the constant workouts of stage one. Endurance. But it's producing results. We all feel it, the physical changes, even Claire. She's graduated to actual push-ups, a few, anyway. She's keeping up on the treadmills. And when she does her hilarious arm curls, she now at least holds 5-pound weights in her hands. I imagine she might actually feel the burn. Maybe the burn of a small candle, anyway. Maybe. My corner was right, too. The food is changing, but not becoming paste and pellets. It's just getting weird. It looks like real food and it tastes fine, but there's something just a wee little different. Like if someone here was introduced to one of my sisters, she'd look exactly like me, but something would just be off. Benji is easy to like, and thankfully didn't live down to my expectations of having a roommate. We're both nerds, as Aurora helpfully reminds us as often as she can, so we share a common vocabulary. My tech is more rockets and astronomy, and his tech is more video games, but we both share a love of programming. And the sandbox terminals in the giant central space allow us to show off bits of D+ code. We've even co-developed a new return landing program for a rocket simulation. I fixed that last section for you, I think. Huh, let me see. I pull his monitor over where I can see. And wouldn't you know, this gamer coffee barista with a bead bracelet from Ohio may have solved my years-old landing problem. Wow. So you shrunk the dispersions here on the boost back burn and grew them into counter-atmospheric disturbances. I'm impressed, Benji. He blushes any time something like this happens, and the likes go crazy on the big board. We know it's obvious that the world at large is dying to see romance blossom among the contestants, and there are intriguing things happening on both the yellow and blue teams. But Benji and I? Nah. He strikes me as particularly asexual, and just isn't my type, if I have a type at all. And now that this team thing is feeling a bit like family, it would be like getting involved with your brother.
Yuck.
No thanks. So, the bracelet. Is that one of those Buddhism things, or just for looks?
I'm actually kind of into the Eastern thing.
It's Buddhist prayer beads. You touch the beads to count your mantra. What's your mantra?
It's embarrassing.
You don't want to tell me, or it's actually the word embarrassing?
I can't.
You can. Come on.
Gaba Gaba Ganeshi.
I giggle. You're kidding. He squirms. Okay, I was actually sort of acutely high when I came up with it, but it just kind of became my default. It works, though, seriously. Say it a couple of times slowly, while you're clearing your mind, and breathe in deeply before each time. I try, sincerely, but after the first Gaba Gaba Ganeshi leaves my mouth, I can't stop laughing. I'm snorting. This is the opposite of meditating. I feel terrible.
Aw, look, it's Robenji coding and playing together. Adorable.
That is, of course, Aurora. She avoids the computer area of the lounge like it's a crime scene, but can't resist any opportunity to combine our names and try to make it stick with the other contestants. Robenji. So far, it hasn't stuck, thank God. Hey, Aurora,
Why aren't you with Green Team?
I'm trying to avoid Marina. She thinks we're besties because I can sing and she can, I don't know, do whatever she does. Be glamorous, strike a pose. Having me around is good for her likes.
Benji stands up, smooths his training pants and his hair.
Maybe I should go over there. You know, see if my presence helps her with likes. I mean, look at this package. Am I a like magnet or what?
We laugh, and even Benji has to chuckle. Aurora pats him on the chest.
Nah, dude, you might want to stick with whatever this barista Buddhist nerd approach is and not go over there. Glamour Girl is busy learning a new skill. Look.
She points to the far corner of the gym, where Marina lands a roundhouse kick to the throat of a sparring dummy, knocking its head loose.
Malone's teaching her kickboxing.
Benji gulps.
You're right. Barista Buddhist nerd approach sounds good. I'll stay right here with you guys. You guys are just fine.
Oh, we're just fine?
That's not what I meant. Hey, listen, why did the chicken cross the road?
Aurora rolls her eyes.
This better be good.
Because it was being dragged by a coyote.
We both groan, and Aurora simply walks away. I snicker.
Wow, if you're trying to impress her, it's working.
Patience. Like I said, I'm playing the long game.
Claire trots over, fresh from a shower.
Hey, I know she's on the Green Team, our mortal enemy thing and all, but I have adored Marina Della Costa forever. I have her perfume, even. You think now would be a good time to go over there and introduce myself?
Without hesitation, Benji and I look at each other and say, definitely. So, as Claire departs to risk a Marina Della Costa heel to her temple, she passes Ted, who's jogging across the expansive space toward us.
Robin, hi. Mr. Larson would like to have a word with you.
I feel the blood leave my face.
Is everything all right?
I'm sure. Probably something you forgot to sign.
We walk across the studio lot, past the tarmac, to the offices. I've never been inside the offices. Their building is a 6-story black glass monolith that definitely doesn't invite you to go inside. It seems contradictory to me that Zach Larson would choose to spend his days in something this ugly, something so opposite his personality. Shouldn't it look like the 2085 version of Santa's Workshop, or an exact replica of the square spaceship from the Kronos Adventure? Inside is better. The windows are perfectly clear, like you're standing outside, and there are plants and trees everywhere. The logos of various companies Larson has either formed or acquired line the hallways. The elevator even has a tree in it, growing right through a hole in the floor, up through another hole in the ceiling, and it looks like out through the roof. Amazing. We get off on the 6th floor, more wide windows overlooking the tarmac. Zach Larson stands at the end of the hall, and when he spots us, practically runs to greet me.
Robin, Robin Smith, the numbers look good. They like you, though your team could be doing better with points.
Aurora's been reminding me.
He chuckles and leaves Ted in the hall as he ushers me into his big corner office and closes the door.
Now, Robin, what do you think of the show so far?
He hands me a mint.
Well, Mr. Larson, Zach, it's wonderful. It's a dream.
I pop the candy into my mouth and look around. There's no way to tell if we're being filmed. Larson takes my cue.
Don't worry, Robin. There are no cameras in here.
We're alone.
Am I in trouble? He walks behind his desk and sits down, motioning for me to do the same.
Can I just tell you how much I'm enjoying the show? Immensely. Fun, fun, fun. I mean, it has its moments. Like your friend Aurora can be a handful, demanding number one of all things. And there are various people making various demands, which,
he snickers to himself,
won't be happening for the most part. Overall, though, thrilled. Normal, deserving folks like yourself, mixing with equally deserving actors and singers, celebrities of all stripes. It's wonderful. Ratings are way beyond what we expected, and the advertisers are happy. Shoot, we could probably pay for this little trip to the Red Planet with just the ad revenue.
I'm here to talk about ad revenue? He grins, just a hint of a grin, and pulls a photo from his desk drawer, pushing it across for me to see. No, I thought we'd talk about this. I look down and practically choke on the mint. It's a picture of my mother, in handcuffs, giving the finger to the camera.